This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, April 18th. God's word to you today is fully persuaded. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17, and it says, "But the Lord God warned him, 'You may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die.'" Eve knew God talks about death, but she did not understand the dimension of death that God was talking about. The death God was talking about was the separation from God, spiritual death, and she will eventually die physically. So because she did not die immediately, that gave her the effrontery to offer Adam. I can imagine her saying to Adam, "Darling, I have eaten of the fruit and I did not die. Eat it." Adam offered no resistance. Men are amazing. No resistance. The scripture says Eve was deceived. Adam was not deceived. So why did Adam eat it even though he was not deceived? There is only one word that explains why Adam ate it, and that word is obinrin. This is a Yoruba word meaning woman. I know you were waiting for some powerful revelation. A woman can take you to the top, and a woman can bring you to the dust. Your wife can take you to the top, and if she insists that you're going to the dust, you must pray really hard. That is why it is your duty to train your wife, teach her, and lead her. My wife's eldest brother visited us, and while he was with us, he told me that my wife is his sister, and he knows how she was before we got married. He said that he could see that I have trained her. He said that when he heard her pray and when he heard her preach, he said, "This is not my sister." I said, "That is my job, because your wife will give you what you give her in an amplified way. I'm sure you have heard this several times. I pray for every man reading this today, that your wife will make you great and they will not pull you down in Jesus' name. Amen. You will not see the fight of a woman." That was my grandmother's prayer for my brothers and I. I pray for the same for you, that you will not see the fight of a woman. Amen. The power to overcome the way of the world comes from being fully persuaded that God has the best for you. You have to be fully persuaded. Let God be true and let everybody else be a liar. Psalm 37 verse 25 says, "I have been young and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Psalm 84 verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right." You have to be convinced, fully persuaded, that nothing can ever compare to what God has for you. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. God is able to do just what he said he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. He's able. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.